Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Good afternoon. It is Wednesday. It is just after 12 o'clock in this wonderful Twin Cities of ours with the weather fantastic. So you probably notice it's not Chad's voice on the old microphone here. That's because Chad is out swinging the old irons around. Is that what you say when you golf, swinging the irons?
You can do that.
Okay, he's swinging the irons.
Swinging them with a purpose today, playing with one of the auction winners from one of our past NMDP radio auctions.
It's good to see that
he's on a package of golf with Chad, and they're getting it done on a beautiful, what are we up to, about 54 degrees right now?
No, I think it's warmer than that right now. Maybe?
I don't know.
I'm looking for do you have a thermometer in here? Where's Chris Schaefer when you need him? I need a thermometer.
I think it said 54.
Stat, 54.
Just a minute ago.
All right, not bad. So anyway, Chad's off today. Chris Haggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Hanging out with you. Appreciate it. Much to talk about today. Much to talk about today. Specific things that we're going to get some expert to weigh in on about this government shutdown. I really want to know what the situation is at the airports. You hear that certain cities, there's no air traffic control workers. How much of it's reality and what's really happening in the airports, okay? I flew this weekend. The airport seemed fine.
They never cancel your flight.
Not, on Sun Country, that cost $49.
It was a big time flight.
But I want to know. So I have an aviation expert lined up. We're going to talk to him a little bit later today, kind of get some big picture perspective from him on what this government shutdown, what kind of impact it really is having.
That's an hour from now, by the way.
Yes, yes. And then we're also going to, a little bit later, going to talk to Stephen Scheer. He's a professor at
Carleton College.
Carleton.
Big time.
Yep.
Writes a lot of books.
Yes, he does. Smart dude. Good to talk to him about the political implications of this government shutdown. Who's going to give first? Who's going to balk?
Yeah. So he's winning the PR battle right now.
Exactly. So David lined up an interview with him. We're going to talk to him a little bit later. We also have this is just hot off the press news that's coming in right now. A beloved Minnesota food.
A staple, one would say.
A staple. And particularly this time of year, it has made a list. I can't describe it any more than that, or we're going to give away what the story is. It's made a list.
Well, it's a ranking of the great fall foods that America's states have to offer.
So there's 50 states, last time I checked.
So we went with 50 foods, one from each state. And where does Minnesota's wild rice soup rank?
The answer might surprise you.
Might not. Who knows? Who are we to say?
So breaking wild rice news, which I can't say very often.
You should say it more.
But I'm not going to, I promise you, and maybe you don't want to hear this, but I'm not going to spend the next 3 hours completely talking about politics. I think we got to get give our brains a little bit of a break from it from time to time.
We could talk farming, too.
That's right. We are going to talk farming.
About a half hour.
We're going to find out how the crops are looking this year and then factor in the government shutdown, which does play a role in this. So the government shutdown, it may not, you may not be feeling immediate effects, but it's out there. So we're going to talk to University of Minnesota Extension a little bit later about that. Lots of stuff today.
Yeah, big show.
Lots of stuff. I want to start, though, National Guard. When are they coming? When are they coming to Minnesota? That we're the governor's talking about it now. I will tell you this. When the Annunciation Church and School happened, church and school shooting happened several weeks ago, I was convinced, and I tend to, as a news person, overreact to things, just automatically jump to conclusions. Well, they're going to send the National Guard. I thought at that point they're going to send the National Guard. And that was before Chicago had the National Guard. It was before there was any discussion about Portland. I think they were maybe at that point had just arrived in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And I was like, why wouldn't that happen? The thing between Trump and walls, and I just, it seemed for sure to me that it was going to happen at that point. It didn't. And the more I looked into it, the more I talked to police sources and people who knew, they said, listen, while horrible and well, what happened, they said it's hard to compare how they referred to it, the size and the scope of the cities of Chicago, Washington, D.C., and then to anything that would be going on in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
So at that point, a very well-connected source says, I don't think so. I still, in the back of my head, maybe the rationalization doesn't have to be there from a law enforcement perspective, but it feels like this is just something that President Trump would do to troll walls, if at the very basic part of it. And now Governor Walz is talking about it. He's alluded to the fact that he believes it's a pretty strong possibility. And he talked about it yesterday. Let's listen to that.
It would be logical for them to come here. We fall into exactly what it looks like they're trying to target, blue cities in places that he wants to make an impact. You can certainly chill voting in states like Minnesota if you target Minneapolis and St. Paul. I think the biggest thing is that you're hearing here is you have two governors. Our job is not to do immigration enforcement. We work and do our work. Our job is not, we're supporters and partners when our guards used for national security, specifically outside the country. Our job is to make sure our schools are funded. Our job is to make sure we're making life more affordable. Our job is to talk about housing and childcare. Our job is to make sure, as they did in Illinois and Minnesota, our kids are eating. All of those things are things we should be doing that aren't doing. But I think the preparation is to learn from this. I think the courts are still holding, and you're seeing the courts, where we're able to bring these temporary restraining orders against them. But again, none of this is about to, and again, it's not a distraction, and none of us are saying we shouldn't be addressing crime no matter what our statistics are on that, but there are specific ways to do that with the professionals. Simultaneously, as they're shifting all these resources to this immigration and intimidation campaign, it's pulling resources from other things that we could use with them. They pulled out some of the counterterrorism dollars, some of the things that we could actually be using. So we're preparing for it. We're preparing to use the courts. We're preparing to follow all the laws as they're written to challenge them on this, but I think it's really important for the citizens to see this is not normal. And again, it's the false dichotomy. Do you want to see crime stop? Yeah. Well, sending in the National Guard, who are, fighter pilots, artillerymen like myself or whatever, is not the same as adding more trained police officers who have the authority to be, and separating the idea of federal military control of American cities versus civilian control, who are responsible to mayors, city councils, governors, not the President of the United States. And I keep saying this. You do your job and we'll do ours. And the fact of the matter is, we're doing ours. I don't have to remind you, the government is shut down while Nero golfs or fiddles. And that is not the way this is supposed to work. So yes, we're preparing for it. But the challenge for governors is we have to simultaneously deliver and do the services. And right now, there's no desire at the federal government to do that. They're not fulfilling their obligations. They're not getting the work done. They're not doing any of that. They're focusing on these issues.
So that's the governor yesterday. He was in a forum with the governor of Illinois,
J.B. Pritzker.
And so that's his stance on that. If I were a conspiracy theorist, which I'm not, I would say maybe Governor Walz wouldn't mind it if the National Guard showed up here, because it would make us the center of the news cycle, and it would be an opportunity for him then, Governor Walz, to get some of his anti-Trump thoughts and feelings, and it would give him a pulpit.
Political victory, your thing, you're thinking.
I mean, it would just, it would bring the conversation here.
Obviously it would.
And I do still think that Governor Walz feels a bit of a tug to go after Donald Trump because he was a vice presidential candidate, and to be involved in the national conversation about it. Again, I have no idea.
Maybe he'd even just like the court battle.
Yeah.
Like what's been going on with Portland.
Yeah, you know, let's get in it.
Activate the Oregon Guard. Well, Trump or a judge says can't do that, so Trump tries to bring in the California Guard.
Yep.
Judge says can't do that. Hold on. So obviously that's still in limbo.
We're a blue state. Let's get into it. Let's go after it. I don't mm-hmm. know. So we also have some sound from President Trump that I want to play for you so you can hear his perspective.
So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up, or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that.
So that's President Trump. He's talking about using the Insurrection Act, which he believes would be a way to basically go around the courts on this particular issue. Getting some great comments here. WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. Appreciate that. Ask Walz how voting would be chilled by federal forces if only legal citizens are voting. LOL. If you do the research on the dispatchment of the Guard, look into how many had protests and council members wanting to defund the police. You'll be surprised. Thank you. Another comment coming in. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And keep them coming, by the way. I don't know what you think. Here's what I don't understand. And from what I've read, the situation in Washington, D.C., if you take the National Guard troops for the simple fact that they were there to be a presence, I don't think I've read much about the National Guard troops themselves going out and being involved in ICE operations. To me, it seemed as if it was more of a show of force thing and to try to make people feel more safe. I would be interested to talk to somebody from Washington, D.C. about the reality is if they feel that way. If when they're walking down the street and they feel that way and that, you know, yeah, actually the National Guard here, it does feel safer, and it's a Friday night, it's 2 a.m, and I feel perfectly comfortable because there are people standing on the corners and here to keep me safe.
The stats show that crime has decreased.
Didn't the mayor of Washington, D.C. or D.C. even?
Yes.
It conceded that?
Yes. Crime decreased, violent crime, I think, even kind of significantly. I mean, the question is, obviously the Guard can't stay there forever.
Yeah.
Is this just taking a pause and then crime just jumps back up when the Guard leaves? Obviously, we're yet to see, but
when I get the
at least a good thing that crime, at least for now, is down.
Yeah. What if we looked at it on the flip side of this and said, hey, if the National Guard was here and they were in downtown Minneapolis, if they were in Dinkytown? You ever been to a dinky town on a Friday and Saturday night?
It's been a while.
We were there for Farm Aid a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were driving down through the bars and everything. And granted, I'm an old man, but I was like, geez Louise. It felt a little sketchy to me.
Really?
I'll be honest.
That's too bad.
I didn't see an abundance of University of Minnesota or Minneapolis police officers on every corner. Fight a kid going there? Would I feel safer if there were some National Guard troops walking around making sure nothing bad was going on? I don't know. Would it be the worst thing if the National Guard came here? If it was purely a public safety thing.
Sure.
Which is what the argument will be that it's not. It's a flex. It's showing that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this? WCCO Talk and Text Line 651-461-9226. I would love to hear from you. And ask yourself this. If there were a place in Minnesota or the Twin Cities where if the National Guard was coming, where would you want to see them? Your thoughts when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO times 1225. Appreciate you listening today on this lovely Wednesday. Finally feeling like fall outside. Chad Hartman's doing a little golf today. My name is Chris Eggert. I am with Five Eyewitness News, and glad to be with you today talking about the big issues of the day. And a big thing we've been talking about this morning so far, or this afternoon so far, is the potential of the National Guard coming to the Twin Cities, or coming, I don't want to assume the Twin Cities, but
I think we can say
that. I think it'd be safe to say, let's assume the Twin Cities coming to Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz talking about it now, saying he feels like it's a possibility. Wanted to get your comments on this, and I've got lots of great texts coming in. WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. We have Tom on the line. Tom, hello, and I'd love to hear your perspective on this.
Sure, thanks for taking the call, Chris. History repeats itself. I'm in my 70s. We had the civil rights and the unrest there. Many people alive won't remember that. Next biggest chronologically, of course, is Vietnam. If anyone is unfamiliar with that area or needs a refresher, right now on Netflix, Turning Point, the Vietnam War. Five segment series documents the whole progression of Vietnam War. The last couple deal with the government, what's happening at the time. And if anyone doesn't remember, Kent State, 1970, National Guard called in. Those troops are not trained to maintain peace and order and certainly not to police. Four college-age protesters were killed. There again, it deals with what's going on above from the top in Washington. Many lies are told, as they are now. And people become inflamed, and you have untrained arms on the street. Once again, Turning Point, Vietnam War, if anybody's missed it, also deals with the My Lai Massacre, which took place. I happen to be a Vietnam veteran, and what took place, and that's the armed forces, the way they're being trained, take no mercy. If it moves, kill it. That's the My Lai Massacre, also touched on during Vietnam. So we've got to be careful how we reprogram people based upon our history.
So, Tom, and you, thank you for your service, it sounds like, and your perspective, because you're looking back. You're not talking about the here and now, but you're trying to add a little more perspective to it. So I do appreciate that. So you're maintaining that the troops being sent here, it's more of a bigger picture of trying to trying to put your foot on people versus actually trying to make it safer or keep the peace?
What I'm thinking is we need to proceed with extreme caution. We've got Texas troops in Chicago. Not one governor is in compliance. But then again, it starts up further than that. With all these troops in the streets, we're becoming familiarized to it. And it's only going to progress worse. Now, you call the Insurrection Act. You're one step away from martial law.
And we have had lots of texters with that particular train of thought, too. Tom, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It's good to hear your perspective. WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. I suggested if the guard were to come here, where could they be utilized the most? One of the texters says near Floyd Square, George Floyd Square. We have had all kinds of stories about business owners in that area, and they don't feel safe. The area is it's in flux. And that's a whole other issue. They still don't really know what they're doing with George Floyd Square. So that was one of the comments here. Other people saying, I don't know why any state governor would not want the streets to be safer. And I guess this comes down to what do we really believe is happening here? Is it really about the safety of the communities and a short-term deployment for the National Guard troops in City XYZ? Or is it part of something bigger? That's the big question.
And it's it's an ends justify the means question. It's a precedent question. Do you want this to be how we move forward as a country, where crime bubbles up in some area? It's all right, boom, police can't handle it, let's go National Guard right now. How quickly do you have to make that? We're not talking George Floyd riots.
Yep.
Where the city's literally burning and, okay, we need extra help.
Well, there's all kinds of questions about when the National Guard was called in that particular situation.
Eventually,
by the way,
it happened.
The National Guard was called in to the city of St. Paul when they had a cyber attack a couple weeks ago. So it's kind of weird, our selectivity of how scary it is when the National Guard shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Nobody was scared when the National Guard came with their cyber unit to fix what was going on with the city of St. Paul. Interesting.
You're bringing up a point, Chris. Yeah.
WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. Keep them comments coming in. Love it, love it, love it. We're going to talk about how the government shutdown could be impacting crops. It's harvest time here in Minnesota. Thought this would be an important conversation to have. Well, haven't we come back? News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. grab some popcorn, and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.